You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Or what's going on in our homes, or what's going on in our bodies, or what's going on in our minds, or what's going on in our families, what's going on in our relationships. But we need the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is the Lord who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. It is his power that we need. It is his way-making, miracle-working ability that we need. It is his peace that we need. It is his resurrecting power that we need. Come on, somebody. It is his healing power that we need. It is his omniscience. It is him. It is his. It's him. We need God. Hallelujah, somebody. So we got to do what God requires us to do and not what the world says or not what situation says. But come on. Hallelujah. I believe. Amen. I believe in his miracle signs and wonders. I believe that the same God that we serve today is the same God that we read about in our Holy Bible. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. And so the miracles, hallelujah, and the avenging and God warring on a people's behalf. Come on, he came against Pharaoh, and he shut Pharaoh down and delivered a whole nation, a whole people. It is God. Oh, yes, Shadow. We are calling on. It's you that we're calling on, God. It's you that we're believing, Lord God. It's you that we are looking to, Lord God. Hallelujah! Yes! On this day, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, you are blessed coming into this place. Amen. Our ears and eyes are open for faith. Amen. Are your ears and your eyes open? Is your heart open? Ah, and receptive for faith. Hallelujah. Reba Shikianda Labosia on this March 17th or this St. Patty's Day or whenever you are watching. Is it right now? Amen. Is it right now? Or on time? Is it on time? Is it on time, Lord? But this live is taking place on March 17th. We're going to talk about St. Patrick a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. Amen. Can we turn to Matthew chapter 7? Woo! Hallelujah. The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is the same. He is the same. So I get into that as I read scripture. Amen. I get into the same God, Jesus, who walked on this earth. That's the Jesus that we are walking with today. And speaking of Jesus, we're reading what he said. It's in the red, y'all. It's in the red. We're reading what he said. Amen. Shata. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 7 through 11. Yes, Lord God, thank you. It's him speaking to us right now. Let's become sensitive to his presence right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for making us aware of your presence and sensitizing us to your presence and stilling us to your presence. We bow down right now and we ask that you forgive us our sins, those known and unknown. We step all the way back. Hallelujah. We ask that you would take
this moment captive, and that it'll be all you and none of us and none of me. Hallelujah, someone, because we need you. You are our living water, Lord God, and you are our daily bread, and we need to consume you. For mind renewal, we need you. Amen. For life enhancement, we need you. Amen. Hallelujah. Our prescription, I recognize the Holy Spirit's already speaking. The Holy Spirit's already speaking. I recognize that what we need is you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that there's some things that we say that we need, but it's really a want. But what we really need, what I really need and I'm desperate for, it's you. You are the answer. You are the way. You are the truth. He answers every issue. What issue is there? Come on, while we're turning to Matthew 7, I know. But what issue is there that he does not solve? That he cannot solve? That he cannot answer? Hallelujah, Shatar, Nebasikia. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Matthew 7. I'm going to read out of the King James. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to read your word, to consume your word, to hear your word. Oh, yes, Lord. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Thank you for this opportunity of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. In faith is where miracles happen. If in faith is where the supernatural happens. In faith is where it's how mountains are moved. In faith. Amen. I feel the Lord. I feel God. The Bible says, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. I have to read that again. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts. When the scripture says being evil, being of a sinful nature, if we then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, unto our children. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? I'm going to read it one more time. And let us step into this truth. Let us step into this know, that I know when I ask, amen, and that I know when I pray, you hear me. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom his son asked, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your life. Thank you for what you are speaking to your children, to us today. Thank you for how you are ministering to us today. Let us not be so carnal and so in the natural that we miss what you are saying to us today. Somebody say, I receive what you are saying to me today. I receive how you are instructing me today. I receive how you are encouraging me today. I receive how you are hearing me today. I receive how you are feeding me. I receive you are saying. In Jesus' name. Now, I heard myself say ask. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But as Jesus is speaking, to his followers, amen. As Jesus is speaking to his followers, to his disciples, hallelujah. As he is speaking to us, we're following Jesus right now. Amen. Hello, I'm a disciple of Jesus right now. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Leaving all to follow Christ. Hello. As Jesus is speaking to us, the same way that he was speaking, notice that something that in verse 7 says, ask, seek, present tense verbs. Hallelujah. They're all active verbs. Amen. Which means what? Which means perseverance, which means a continual. This speaks to prayer. Jesus is speaking to a continual prayer. Amen. It was present then and it's present now, for because he is with us now and active with us now. Amen. And his word, there's no expiration date on his word. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the word is ask. He's telling us to ask. And even now, as I hear him say ask, he's inviting us into a place of prayer. He's inviting you and I, hello, into a posture of continual prayer. Oh, hallelujah. I just had an amen. Man of God, Elijah, how he had his head down, amen, when he was praying for rain. And it reminds me, so I guess now we just got to turn to it. It reminds me of James. Amen. Because as soon as I had my head down, that's when I saw and I was reminded of scripture where the man of God, Elijah, had his head down and he was praying for rain after there was 3.5 years of famine. Amen. And he would keep his head down and he would tell his servant to go out and see if you see any signs of rain. Amen. And he came back a couple of times saying, I don't see anything. But that didn't change Elijah's countenance. It didn't change Elijah's position. His position remained in the place of prayer, in the place of asking. He knew that God heard him. He knew what his father had said unto him. He knew that it was time for a season change. Come on, somebody. That it was a time. It was time, amen, that the conditions change in our favor, in his favor. Hello. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, y'all. Hallelujah. You guys, I'm going to be honest. I don't know how I'm going to get through. I feel the Holy Spirit so heavy. Shata, reiki, and the rabosha. Thank you, Father God. And so our Father is inviting us. He's leading us to this place of in his bosom and asking and praying and a seeking and a knocking in his bosom. A place of prayer has turned to James. I feel a little bit tipsy, y'all, in the spirit. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I feel a little bit, just a little bit. Hey, Yashata. A little bit in the spirit. A lot of it. James 5. I'm going to start with verse 16. And the Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Can we just look to see? Can I just really real fast peep and see another version and see what how it reads? Do you mind? Do you mind? Amen. Can we really get into this? Can we allow the scripture to massage us and marinate in our hearts and minds and souls and transform us? Hallelujah. James 5:16. Let's see real fast. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm only flowing with the Holy Spirit. The Message version says, make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. And this is where God is wanting us to live. And this is the position God is wanting us to get in. Amen. God is saying this is the position that we need to get in. I hear you, Holy Spirit. It's not a position of worry that we need to set ourselves in. Amen. It's not a position of fear that we need to set ourselves in. Amen. It is not a position of stress that we need to set ourselves in. It's not a position of allowing the situation, the circumstances and thoughts, amen, to dictate to us. But we take those thoughts captive and we set ourselves in the obedience of Christ. And that's prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that life happens in this place of prayer, that renewal happens in this place of prayer, that miracles happen in this place of prayer, that God happens in this place of prayer, that we see the Lord in this place. Listen, verse 17, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. Meaning, Elijah was just like you and I. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. This is when I saw and he prayed again. Come on. Amen. And he prayed again. Thank you, Jesus. And the heaven gave rain and the earth brought forth her fruit. This is what I saw in 1 Kings. Amen. Him putting his head between his knees. And he prayed again. And the heaven rained and earth brought forth. Do err from the truth. Wait, hold on. I don't want to read that. I want to stop. And he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain and the earth brought forth her fruit. In this place of prayer that God is calling us into, God promises to answer. Amen. In this place of prayer that God is calling us into, there is a asking. Amen. The seeking and the knocking that's happening. Amen. And God also says there's also that's happening. You're not the only one that's talking. I hear you, Holy Spirit. God says you're not in, and also you're not the only one that's hearing. Check this out. When we are doing the asking, God is doing the hearing. But check this out. But check this out. When God is doing the talking, we are doing the hearing. We are doing the seeking. We are doing the receiving. We are doing the finding. We are doing the opening and walking through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. There was just an opening. There's an opening that happened in the back. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. There's something that happens. God is answering, even as you hear the cries from the background. This is not like, oh my God, something else. Like, no, even as you hear that, God is, you know what? It's prophetic. God is saying, I'm answering the cries of my people. I just heard the Holy Spirit answering the cries of my children. I'm answering the cries of my people. Come on. I'm not moving faster than this moment. Amen. Because what happens is sometimes we move so fast that we don't really capture and we don't allow the seeds to be deposited in even our countenance to change from just the hearing of the word. And why God took me to 1 Samuel. Y'all, I'm just flowing with the Holy Spirit, y'all. We just flowing with the Holy Spirit. So I'm gonna go to 1 Samuel because he took me there when the Holy Spirit said, we're not gonna go faster than this moment. Because I believe that God is not, I didn't just get up and say, okay, this is what I want to talk about. No. It's the Holy Spirit. It's God. He's been whispering this thing to me about just ask. Ask and you shall receive. Amen. Ask. About asking. Asking anything in my name, I will do it. So first, two places I want to go. First, let's go to 1 Samuel, because something the Holy Spirit said, that we allow the words that we are receiving to affect us and change our countenance. Amen. Hannah in 1 Samuel. Hannah, she was one of two wives to Elkanah, and she, the Lord had shut her womb, had closed her womb, and her sister wife, we'll say Peninnah, she would taunt her, and severely, the Bible says, severely taunt her in of her condition. Look, in verse 6, 1 Samuel, verse 6, it says, and her adversary also provoked her sore, provoked her severely, for to make her fret because the Lord has shut up her womb. She went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. So notice, year after year, she's being provoked by her adversary. Amen? That's continually beating her down. But there's also something else that she's doing continually. And that continually, she's continually going to the house of the Lord. Somebody say that's prayer. Amen. Jesus speaks to us about being in the position of a continual prayer. Paul, the Apostle Paul, speaks to us, amen, about being in a position of a continual prayer. Jesus speaks us to it through a parable in Luke chapter 18 and Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, amen? And so we see Hannah continually going to the house of the Lord to worship. Just because things haven't changed yet. Don't mean my worship is going to change. And it doesn't mean my prayer is going to change. And it doesn't mean my seeking the Lord is going to change. And it doesn't mean, amen, my reverence unto God is going to change. Now check this out. I'm scanning because I didn't have, this wasn't a part of my plan. This is part of the Holy Spirit plan. So give me a second. Let me find that scripture. Shut up. Hallelujah. Look at verse 10, it says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Hold on, let's go to verse, hold on. Okay, let's start with verse 9. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction. Come on, prayer. That's what we're talking about today. That's what we're talking about. Come on. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. And the Lord today is speaking to those of sorrowful spirit, even embarrassed spirit, even hurting spirit, even broken spirit, even hopeless spirit, even fearful spirit, even depressed spirit. Come on, somebody. Even I hear the Lord, wondering spirit, wondering what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. Come on, somebody. I hear the Lord, doubting spirit, even of unbelieving spirit. Amen. Not just because you just outright doubting, but because of everything that has happened or what has not happened yet. Come on, somebody. I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. When she says, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, she's saying, don't consider me a wicked woman. I'm not a wicked woman. I'm a woman of God. Amen. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. God wants us to come with all of our cares unto him and all of our complaints and all of our grief and all of our sorrow and all of our worry and all of our fear. He wants us to bring it all to him. In all of our anguish, amen, and that which we don't share with no one else, and all of that which I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're like, I should be in a better position, or I should have made it I should have made certain progress by now, and that hasn't happened, and it's causing you to feel a little bit embarrassed, and like maybe it's looking like you did something wrong or made a couple of wrong turns. God said, bring all of that to me. Now, see, it's one thing to bring the complaints to Christ versus walking around with them and bringing them to people. Hello. 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 Amen. Or just letting them out. Then what happens with them? It don't produce nothing but more of that. because it is life, but bringing it to God and allowing him to what change our countenance. That's how we got into this, because he said, allow what you're hearing, allow me talking to you to change your countenance. And we're going to see that with Hannah. Let's keep going. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Asked. Hello. 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 Then Eli, the priest, the man of God, answered and said, basically, God speaking through the priest, amen. God saying, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thy petition that thou hast out. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Did anything in the natural change? Yeah. Did anything, like physically, could her adversary, her sister wife or her husband, did they see a change? Was she now pregnant? In the natural, no. In the spirit, yes. It had changed in the spirit. God said, this thing is done. I hear the Lord. What is something that God said is done? Hello. She got up, received. I receive it. I know that it's going to happen. I know that my petition is granted. It's just a matter of a moment. So now I'm going in that peace. I know it's going to be okay. I know God heard me. Now I'm about to hear him. And not only am I about to hear him, everybody around me about to hear him. People that don't even know me about to hear him. What do you mean they're about to hear him about you? Amen. Because he answers that prayer. Hallelujah. He causes you to find what you've been seeking. Hallelujah. In purpose. Hallelujah. He opens that which where you've been knocking. Hallelujah. And now you're in your promise. And now you're in the full manifestation. And now your countenance has changed. And now people are speaking that don't even know you. Excuse me. What did he do? Are you? I saw you. You do da 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 da. Oh yeah, that okay. Hello. Somebody needs to get out right now. The Lord is answering my prayers. Hallelujah. It's coming to pass. It's turning around in my favor. God is moving on my behalf. God, those who I've been praying for, God is going and meeting them and delivering them and helping them and rescuing them and saving them and delivering them and liberating them and healing them and healing. Hallelujah. It reminds me, and oh, did I bring it? I did. Y'all, I'm doing it because God told me, and it's prophetic, hallelujah. He said, and it also reminds me, get something green. Get something green, hallelujah. And when I was, before, when I was looking for something green, because St. Patrick, and I wanted to speak a little bit about St. Patrick, and he told me to get, just get a dollar, get some money. Buy some cash, and I have this dollar. And it's prophetic, amen. And it's God speaking to us. See, we have to receive in a place of faith. Listen, we have to receive in a place of faith. We don't receive anything if we're in doubt. We don't receive anything even if we're in a natural. The Bible says that the natural don't discern the spirit. The natural deems spiritual things foolish. So somebody right now in a natural might think that this is foolish. Somebody, even I hear the Holy Spirit say, somebody might think this is that of Belial. Amen. Mm-hmm. And wicked. Mm-hmm. Just like the priest with Hannah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Be like, oh, she got some money. Oh, that's wicked. That's wicked. You know, it's the root of. Come on, somebody. You got to be in the spirit. You got to be in the spirit. So the Lord said, amen. He said, get some cash money. Because it's prophetic and it's God answering. Amen. As I look and see this. As I look, and we know what's on the back of it, but as I look and see, where do you see? Can you see that? In God, there we go. What's that say? What's that say? In God, we trust. And God is speaking prophetically to those who have been praying and maybe in a don't know how to pray in. Asking for financial help and financial resources and financial increase. And so even if that's you, hallelujah, let us just extend our hands into the heavens and say, thank you, hallelujah, for the financial increase. Thank you for the power to get wealth. Hallelujah. Thank you for adding unto us, hallelujah, good treasure, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for employment and gainful employment and those who are needing employment. And thank you, Lord God, for promotion. And thank you, Lord God, for moving on the workplace, hallelujah, whether it's static and or stress or strain, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, troubles and storms in the workplace, and thank you, oh God, and in businesses and in business ventures and in endeavors, hallelujah, to prosper, hallelujah, to be your own employer, hallelujah. And thank you, oh God, where there even like in ministry and in your own starting your own business and your own plan and like even in the fashion and even whatever it is, even in entertainment, hallelujah. Lord God, wherever your people are, hallelujah, stepping out on faith, Lord God, we thank you for breathing your breath of life in that place and causing us to go further than we could ever ask, think, or imagine. We thank you for the enlarging of our territories right now. Thank you, Lord God, even for deposits, financial deposits, and we thank you, Lord God, men given unto our bosom, and we thank you, oh God, for opportunities. Godtunities, Lord God, of financial increase. We thank you right now and pray it right now in the name of Christ Jesus, where everything to have been stagnant and stuck up, loose it in the name of Christ Jesus. Wherever there's been no flow, Lord God, may it flow, hallelujah. May you make us attractive, hallelujah, in the name of Christ Jesus, and cause what we cannot do, what the best promoters can do, amen. And may you do beyond that, hallelujah. May you do what man cannot do. And even just in our obedience, in my obedience of doing the study, thank you, oh God, for meeting us here and rewarding us supernaturally. Thank you, Lord God, for grace to those who need grace and strength to those who need strength and healing, your healing power to those who need healing and peace to those who need peace, Lord Jesus. And thank you. We might as well just pray. Hallelujah. Because this is how the Holy Spirit is leading me. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father God, Reba Shandarabosia, for cases that we have. Amen. Hallelujah. That we need you to be the judge on, and you to fight on our behalf, and you to turn in our favor. And so, God, we say thank you right now. We receive your peace, and we receive that the petition is granted. Somebody say, the petition is granted. Petition is granted. Hallelujah. The petition is granted. And I want to close with Luke 18, and I want to close, not me. No, okay, so let me just change that. Luke 18, the Holy Spirit said, we're going to close with Luke 18. So I guess I didn't get to talk about St. Patrick. Amen. But St. Patrick, the Lord led me to like look him up. Amen. And I have Luke chapter 18, but he was a man of God, and he was an apostle, amen, of Ireland in the 5th century, amen. It's believed that he died on March 17th, I think 460 AD, amen, hallelujah. But when he was taken captive, his faith, hallelujah. And when he was taken prisoner, taken captive to Ireland, he wasn't from Ireland, but he was taken to Ireland from Great Britain. And he, when he was there, he was a shepherd. Come on, Jesus, come on, Moses, come on, Yeshua, right? And in that place of isolation, he found solace in Christ Jesus. Amen. And in my readings, I read that it said, it's believed that he would pray up to 100 times a day, and then also in the night. Amen. And during that time, he had a dream that he would be released from captivity. And then he was released. Hallelujah. This is a short version. And also he had a revelation. An angel appeared to him, dream to Great Britain. And then it was there that he received his religious training. Amen. And then he became a missionary. He went back to Ireland, hallelujah, because he had an angelic encounter, God calling him back to Ireland, hallelujah, to preach to those who were already Christian and to convert to, amen, to Christianity, hallelujah, somebody. But it's in that place of prayer and a seeking and a asking God. And I'm reminded of Matthew chapter 6, where it tells about that we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. And I believe, and even as we're still talking about St. Patrick and celebrating him way beyond him being on this earth. And what about Jesus and Moses and those in the Bible? And so it's just so much more, and it's more past material things that I believe God wants to do with you and I, that there's a legacy, amen, that your children's children's children, amen, will be swimming in the increase that came through or started through or happening in you, hallelujah. Not just financial, also, but spiritual, amen, and emotional. I'm talking about generational blessings, hallelujah. And so there's a more. And so we continually stay in this place of prayer and seeking God, because there's a more that he wants to do past the surface, our surface of what we see. Because if it's not on the surface, or if it's even a little bit deep, the only reason why we know this a little bit deep is because God revealed it to us. But most of the time, we're right here on the surface. We only know we need something until it comes face to face, where God knows what we need before we even do. So as I close with this, because we're trying to go beyond. I'm trying to go beyond what I can even think, dream of in this moment. So I need this place. Ooh, I hear, what's that thing you put? Were you able to, you're my oxygen. Amen. And he spake, who is he? Jesus. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray. And we're closing with this, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. This is not our season to faint, y'all. This is our season to pray. This is our season to pray. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. Come on. Can we think about some people like that right now? Right now? Can we? And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. She came to the unjust judge. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubleth me. She troubleth him with her continual going. her persistence. The habit is prayer. This is the habit. I will avenge her. Yet because the widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? It may have been a long time. I'm even hearing God speak to some people regarding purpose. Amen. Breakthrough in purpose. Opening of doors in your purpose. Amen. In your career. Not a job to get you by, but I'm talking about in that passion, that which you love, that which he built you to do. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Will the Son of Man find faith on earth when he cometh? Because he is coming. And that faith is a seeking, is a praying, is a praising, is an exalting God. Let us stay here. Let us allow this to even change, lift our countenance, change our countenance. That God, I thank you that you hear me, you're hearing me, and you're answering. So now I'm expecting, amen. Now I'm in a place of expectation, in which early this morning, I got up and I had to go to Target, but I was there earlier. And while I was sitting, then they were open, so I had to wait. And while I was sitting there for the Holy Spirit began ministering to me. And I wonder why or what he was ministering to me about that for. But now I realize this in this moment. And he says, stay in a place of expectation, right? I was waiting, not like wondering, is it going to open? Oh my gosh, is it? Oh, I hope so. Oh no, I don't know. No, I knew it was going to open. And he said, you're sitting in expectation. And then I saw people when it got closer to that time, saw people standing at the door. And he said, they're standing in expectation, knowing it's going to open. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. Lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Yaverechecha Adonai v'shmerecha. Ya'er Adonai p'na v'lecha v'ikonecha. Yisa Adonai p'na v'lecha. Ve'yasem v'cha shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your petitions are granted in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.